This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. For the second day, a flash mob of anti-coup protesters surged through an area of Myanmar's largest city to show fleeting but dynamic defiance toward the military junta. As the death toll from the military crackdown mounts, some in the Southeast nation are joining armed combat to fight back, heading to the country's remote borderlands to join a patchwork of rebel armies. One of the oldest and largest ethnic armed groups, the Karen National Union, told VOA protesters coming from the lowlands of central Myanmar in urban areas have been trekking to the rebels' hilly jungle campsites for training since late March. The ethnic rebel group says that fighting broke out Tuesday morning in an area near the Salween River, which separates Myanmar and Thailand. The Karen are one of Myanmar's many ethnic rebel forces who have sided with protesters who've staged daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar. The Biden administration says the world needs to prepare now for the next pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In virtual remarks to a UN meeting, Vice President Kamala Harris says all nations have learned a harsh lesson over the past year.
That the status quo is not nearly good enough.
She's urging countries to boost science investments and access to health systems and to get in position for surging vital supplies wherever needed.
So that every country can access personal protective equipment, vaccines, and tests.
In prepared remarks to the same panel, President Biden's UN ambassador says the world barely withstood this pandemic. It must be ready for the next one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first shipment of critical medical supplies arrived in India Tuesday as the country continues to struggle with a catastrophic second wave of COVID-19 infections. A plane from Britain filled with 100 ventilators and 95 oxygen concentrators, which collects atmospheric air and converts it into pure oxygen, landed at the airport in New Delhi before dawn. WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that the situation in India is beyond heartbreaking.
WHO is doing everything we can, providing critical equipment and supplies, including thousands of oxygen concentrators, prefabricated mobile field hospitals, and laboratory supplies.
He said he'd already announced 2,600 extra WHO staff members who were going to India to help support the effort to fight the disease. The White House says the U.S. will begin sharing its entire stock of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines with the world once it clears federal safety reviews. As many as 60 million doses are expected to be available for export in the coming months. The move greatly expands on the Biden administration's action last month to share about 4 million doses of the vaccine with Mexico and Canada. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan yesterday imposed a nationwide full closure until May 17th, including a continuous lockdown, school closures, and intercity travel restrictions to curb a surge in coronavirus cases and deaths. Health Ministry data showed that Turkey logged more than 37,000 new COVID-19 infections and 353 deaths within 24 hours. The U.S. Navy says the American and Iranian warships had an intense encounter in the Persian Gulf earlier this month. It said on Tuesday that the encounter marked the first such incident in about a year. Footage released by the Navy showed a ship commanded by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard cut in front of the U.S. CGC Monomoy, causing the Coast Guard vessel to come to an abrupt stop with its engine smoking. This happened on April the 2nd, the Navy said. The Guard also did the same with another Coast Guard vessel, the Wrangel. Iran did not immediately acknowledge the incident. Russian authorities on Monday ordered the offices of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to halt their activities pending what would be a landmark court ruling on whether they should be outlawed as an extremist group. The injunction from the Moscow prosecutor's office was another step in a sweeping crackdown on Navalny. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.